Big Al has a question about relationships. It's really good. At what point do you tell someone the particulars about your income?
Or do you ever? Mm-hmm. And I was married for 2 or 3 years, if my memory serves me correctly.
Well, you lived there like a month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think we ever really had a detailed income conversation. I mean, a detailed.
So you didn't know what she made? She didn't know what you made?
She had a steady job. I was self-employed at the time.
And so you were married.
So my, yeah.
That's weird. So
separate mine, accounts.
So no. Mine kind of went up and down, up and down. But we never really just sat down and said, okay, now how much is on your W-2 at the end of the year or whatever on your, and she didn't ask me
okay,
that
but
either.
Don't women ask this question without asking it? Don't they ask it like, Sal, what kind of car do you have?
Yeah, it's the first question I ask when I meet a guy.
Where do you ask what kind of car
I'm kidding.
Yeah, she does.
That's not the first question I ask, but people get mad at women for asking about the car. For me, it's not about how much the car cost. It says a lot about the person's personality and character, what kind of car they're driving.
Like if it's a Corvette,
I don't want to date a guy that drives a Corvette.
Me either.
It's not about how much he paid for the Corvette. It's the fact that he's driving Barbie's dream car.
Yeah.
And I don't want to date that guy.
On the other hand, if it's an ice cream truck, that's also a good sign.
So if, for me, if I ask what you're driving, trust me, I am spoiled to cars. I don't care. I just want to, it's more about your personality.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm sitting there having this conversation. And
this was with
Angelina. I'll go ahead and say it.
Okay.
And I don't think she had bad intentions when she asked this.
This is a girl you were with for a few months. And
Yeah.
And she's in nursing school, and so she kind of called it off.
Yeah. And I don't think she had bad intentions. Maybe it was just a curiosity thing. I don't know. But it just kind of got me.
What was the question?
She said, how much money do you make?
Well, that's the thing. Wow. We're in entertainment, and people are just so curious. I get asked that about Kid all the time, like Kid tells me.
Why don't they ask you?
They ask me what you make.
Why don't they ask you what you
make? I don't
make?
Know, but they ask me what you make. They know it's the Kid Craddock Show, and I get asked that all the time. I'm like, I truly don't know.
Yeah.
But I think for us, in our situation, it's an interesting thing, because I'll watch people perform at Disney theme parks.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, look how much they make.
Yeah.
You know, and I watch these people.
Okay, no, Kelly, you have to separate idle curiosity from dating someone.
But it's in our situation, it's more of an entertainment business. How much does a DJ really make? Now,
okay, so you're saying that Angelina has never asked that of a boyfriend before.
She might have, but I think in our case, it's a little different.
Probably asking how much do DJs make as opposed to how much.
It is, because we work in a field that is kind of, there's a small percentage of people that do it. Mm-hmm. If I dated a guy that he worked for some big financial company, or maybe he was a lawyer, you kind of know in a ballpark about what amount of money he would make, I guess.
And there's such a wide disparity. You know,
DJs,
you can be a midday guy in Tulsa making $1,200 a month, or you can be Ryan Seacrest making $12 million a day.
And you know what a lot of people think? We all make $12 million a day because we're DJs like Ryan Seacrest. No,
and a lot of people think we make $10 an hour.
No, I'm saying no, we don't.
We don't, yeah. But there are
it's more likely friends my age think I make nothing. It's much more likely, because they can't imagine that somebody that talks on the radio gets paid a lot of money.
I don't know. But with Freddie and me, it wasn't ever that we always went and did our taxes together.
What do you make, Kelly? Sorry.
But
I don't care how curious you are. It's not an appropriate question. And I'm an honest person.
Point.
And I ask things that I shouldn't ask, and I just wouldn't do that. I get that girls want to know. I would like to know more because it says something about your personality. If you're motivated, I want to know what you do for a living.
Yeah.
But the amount of money does not, I don't know, it doesn't equal love for me.
That's what I was getting at. And like I said, I don't think it came from a bad place.
It
just kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
It just kind of shocked me. So I just wanted to ask people what it was the most inappropriate question that a person's asked you, especially on a date, in a dating scenario.
We're getting away from the money question.
We've done that.
What else have you been asked?
But we have done that before on our show, because we're really curious about what some jobs pay. And we've had people anonymously call in and say, well, I'm a tree trimmer and I make this, and I'm an operator and I make this. So it is an interesting thing. And
tree trimmers are killing
it. I think she's coming from that position.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so the most inappropriate question you've been asked on a date, and how can they get these answers to you?
You can either put it on my Facebook, because I just asked it on my Facebook, or you can just email me, BigAl@KidNation.com.
What's your Facebook? Is it Big Al Mac?
Big Al Mac, uh-huh.
Big Al Mac. Are you sure about that?
M-A-C-K, yeah. Bam!
That's your personal page.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Oh.
That's not it at all. So, good luck finding Al's Facebook, and also, you can email. What's the email?
BigAl@KidNation.com.
There, let's do it that way.
Okay.
BigAl@KidNation.com.
All right.
The most inappropriate question you've ever been asked on a date. Kelly, do you have an answer to that?
I do.
All right.
I'm going to go first so Kelly can think. At me.
You start.
It was right before, it was probably a few months before I met Kenzie when I was a freshman in college, and I went on a date with a girl, and she asked me, have you ever gotten a girl pregnant? And I looked at her and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Have you been pregnant? Well, is that what you're asking me then? Known.
He's a crazy Mexican.
No.
Yeah.
I was like, because I'm Mexican?
How about that girl in New Mexico?
What girl in New Mexico?
Remember there's you no got that
girl,
letter?
That was, the girl was like 8 years old. There's no way I could have had her.
The baby was
the
there?
The baby, yeah, not the girl.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. He's a crazy Mexican.
All right, Jenna, ever been asked anything highly inappropriate on a date?
Scrambling.
Highly,
I don't get offended very easily, so I don't know, maybe... I had had someone once did ask me, one of the first things they said was, did you have a nose job? Which I thought was kind of,
yeah.
You know, very, a plastic surgery question like that.
Yeah,
like,
very inappropriate.
And I've had, is your hair real?
Oh, yeah. The weave question.
I mean,
yeah.
Why don't you just grab it? Why don't you just feel it? But
I got that carpet drapes thing once.
What?
That was real. I don't ever understand on any planet where that's appropriate.
That's not
question
appropriate.
To ask.
The matching thing? Yeah.
Okay, this isn't a date thing, but I shouldn't even say it because it's going to reflect very poorly on me. But it is my sad, pathetic life. Talking to a girl, and she's acting like she's interested in me, and I thought she was, and then she's like, hey, can I show you something? And out of her purse, she pulled out a business plan about a salon she wanted to open and wanted me to invest in it.
That's not good.
All right. Did you? I mean, invest.
So head on down to Kid Salon. No, I didn't invest.
Is it worth it?
I think a girl asked me one time, she said, have you ever thought about getting braces?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
well,
like,
kids ask you that.
But I know him really well. Yeah.
Yeah, kid can ask me. Kid can ask me anything. I don't care. But
well, she was already in the process of transforming into you into the man she wanted you to be.
I guess
so. So women do.
Now, this is a little further than the first date or anything, but I did have a girl ask me once, is that the way you're going to do it every time?